From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that they have sources saying that the year-long investigation by the FBI and State Attorney General's office into the financial dealings of Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin and his political aide, Richard W. Crist, is just about done and is, and I quote, expected to result in criminal charges, end quote. Last March, Crist was put on leave from his $105,000 a year county job after the criminal investigation was made public. Crist returned to his county job 5 months later. Times Union sources claim investigators are looking at campaign fund problems when Crist ran McLaughlin's successful county executive campaign in 2017, and how McLaughlin, a Republican, handled campaign funds from his assembly elections. McLaughlin was an assembly person in Rensselaer County from 2011 to 2017. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Peter Fleurel reports in the Columbia paper that more than 75 persons turned out January 13th to a Canaan town meeting to hear about a new program for, and I quote, unaccompanied alien children, end quote, at the Berkshire Farm Center and Services for Youth on State Route 22. The Sheltered Hearts program would bring about 300 migrant children, primarily teens and boys, to the center each year. The center is overseen by the Administration for Children and Families and the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement. The Berkshire Farm Center used to host up to 250 youth in residence, but the capacity now is 60, and there are currently 17 residents. Provided statistics, 54% of the children come from Guatemala, 26% from Honduras, 12% from El Salvador, and 8% from elsewhere. About 73% of children are over 14 years of age, and about 71% are boys who are in the program an average of 93 days in 2018. That lowered to an average of 50 days in late 2019. Berkshire Farm Center CEO Brian Parcheski denied there are any plans to sell the Queechee Lake property. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that inmate Kyle Johnson was arrested January 14th and charged with assault for attacking a correctional officer at the Coxsackie Correctional Facility in November. Johnson allegedly attacked an unidentified correctional officer when he was being searched. The officer got a bloody nose and bruises to his head and face. And State Police Public Information Officer Steve Neville said, and I quote, he was sent to Albany Med for further evaluation, end quote. Johnson was in the prison after being convicted of first-degree burglary and first-degree use of a firearm from an incident in Rockland County in 2017. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Sylvan Lane at The Hill reports that both New York senators voted against the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement on January 16th. The measure, replacing the North American Free Trade Agreement, passed 89-10. Chuck Schumer said he voted against the bill because, and I quote, the Trump administration provides significant incentives for manufacturers to move their business and their jobs from the U.S. to Mexico, where clean air and clean water regulations are much weaker, end quote. Kirsten Gillibrand said, and I quote, bad trade deals, including NAFTA, hollowed out upstate New York's manufacturing industry. I don't believe this agreement will reverse this trend or help the generations of New Yorkers who lost good jobs, end quote. Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey was the only Republican voting against the bill, alongside most liberal senators such as Bernie Sanders and Ed Markey. Read more about this story at The Hill Reports. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.